Busy Gamer podcast for the week of May 30th, 2010, providing a weekly summary of news and views from BusyGamerNews.com. We're a gaming site for people too busy for gaming sites.
This week's releases:
Alpha Protocol for PC, PS3, and Xbox 360.
Backbreaker Football for PS3 and Xbox 360.
Call of Duty The War Collection for Xbox 360, containing Call of Duty 2, Call of Duty 3, and Call of Duty World at War for $60.
The Sims 3 Ambitions for Mac and PC.
Siphon Filter Logan's Shadow for PlayStation 2.
America's Next Top Model and Farm Frenzy Animal Country for Nintendo DS.
Aren't those the same game?
And America's Next Top Model is also coming to Wii.
Tetris Party Deluxe for DS and Wii.
This is the latest game release information we have. As usual, a more thorough summary will be posted Monday morning.
Comment of the week:
Wolfkin responded to a tweet we had about Backbreaker.
Wait, Backbreaker never came out? Wasn't that like 4 to 5 years ago they showed that dynamic tackle video? Talk about a blast from the past. I think that was announced back when EA first snapped up the NFL license exclusivity.
Last week's releases:
Mod Nation Racers for PS3 and PSP.
Blur for PC, PS3, and Xbox 360.
UFC Undisputed 2010 for PS3, PSP, and Xbox 360.
Dawn of Heroes for Nintendo DS.
And for iPhone and iPad, Ace Tennis 2010 Online, Compression HD, Cubed Rally Racer, Enigmo Deluxe, Karate Champ, Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney, Pocket Creatures, Spectre 3D, and X2 Soccer 2010.
For a more complete listing of recent releases, please check our May 24th roundup on the site. Giveaways.
Each week, we launch a giveaway we call Free Stuff Friday, though normally you have nearly a week to enter.
This week, in honor of the end of the Lost TV series, we have a sealed copy of the Lost Viadomus game for Xbox 360.
Dude, our plane just crashed on a deserted island. We all need help.
This isn't the best game ever made, but it does have a unique story that was never aired on TV.
You can earn up to 4 entries by posting a comment, reviewing our podcast, and tweeting about the giveaway. Find the details on our site and be sure to enter by 5 p.m. Pacific on Wednesday, June 2nd. Note that we are closing our giveaways on Wednesdays now, instead of Thursdays. So don't procrastinate. Enter now.
Last week's winners:
Revix won the Avatar game.
And Richard won Untold Legends Dark Kingdom.
We still have a few more Boys and Girls Club Avatar hoodies to give away, along with some Alan Wake codes for Xbox 360, plus some Mod Nation Racer codes for PS3. So watch our site for an instant win. It was an insane week for core gamers, but there wasn't a lot of meaningful news for us busy gamers. Just so you can keep up, here's what people are buzzing about.
First, there's the great Xbox shakeup. Two major Xbox 360 executives, Jay Allard and Robbie Bach, left Microsoft, apparently due to a reorganization that will shape the future direction for Xbox. No real practical use for this news, at least not until the new leadership begins to make their mark on the 360, Xbox Live, and future products.
We also learned that Insomniac Games, known for the Ratchet & Clank and Resistance Fall of Man series on PlayStation, are going to make a cross-platform game for PS3 and Xbox 360. That's all we know, nothing about what kind of game it is, just something new and not exclusive to Sony.
Even more interesting, when you quit the Green Day Rock Band demo... it teases a new instrument for Rock Band 3, keyboards! Wow, Pikachu fan is getting good with his piano lessons. We hope this is a good thing that will help and not hinder his musical education. We've heard a rumor that this is a keytar, basically a keyboard that straps on like a guitar. Alas, this is probably true, but we hope it's not.
Community member Tim Bledsoe sent us a pointer last week to some rather cool music. It was made for a Wii horror game called Sadness that was canceled. Well, it technically never got off the ground. But the composer was proud of the Silent Hill-esque score he created, so he made it available for free download.
The songs are quite short, only about 8 minutes of music in all, but promising. It would have been interesting to see where this went, at least musically. The track called Leaving particularly grabbed me.
Check our show notes for a link to download the music of Sadness for yourself.
Finally, we have some music news that hasn't been posted to the site, at least not yet. AuralNetwork.com recently released music from the early Fallout games. then pulled it down, temporarily. We learned that they had some issues they needed to iron out with Bethesda Softworks, which now owns the Fallout franchise, but they expect to have it reposted very soon, so watch our site for news when this happens. They also let slip in their email response to us that they expect to release some Planescape music eventually, too.
Hey, spoiler warning, we're gonna pick, 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 pick it apart. Open it up to find the tick, tick, tick of a heart.
Music can play a tremendous part in setting the tone for a game. The music you just heard is the main title music for Fallout 3, a post-apocalyptic RPG shooter set in the irradiated remains of Washington, D.C. and the metropolitan area. The nation's capital is frozen in the 1950s, with paranoid patriots fighting insurgency the old-fashioned way, the airwaves.
The manners of women are the surest criterion by which to determine whether a Republican government is practicable in a nation or not.
That's just one of the many God-fearing, commie-hating tunes blasted across the wasteland on Enclave Radio, featuring your host, President John Henry Eden. Apparently a lot of radios were playing when the big one hit, because Enclave Radio can be found across the wasteland, searching for good patriots among the lost boys and girls. President Eden isn't the only voice in the wilderness, however. There's another lone wolf, or rather, dog, playing the subversive pop music hits of yesterday to remind people why they fight the good fight. Welcome to GNR, Galaxy News Radio.
Thanks for listening, children. This is Three Dog, ow! And you're listening to Galaxy News Radio. We're Radio Free Wasteland, and we're here for you. And now, some music.
I'm as corny as Kansas in August, high as a flag on the 4th of July. If you'll excuse an expression I use, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love with a wonderful guy.
Nothing says nuclear fallout like a bright, sunny love song, does it? That's American bandleader Tex Maneki's recording I'm in Love with a Wonderful Guy, sung by Margaret Whiting. The song itself should be familiar to you theater fans out there. It's from the 1949 Rodgers and Hammerstein musical South Pacific. While it might sound cheesy today, it was progressive for its time. The singer is your typical blonde, corn-fed American sweetheart, while that guy she's singing about is none of the above. Heady stuff for 1949. Of course, none of the people involved in the making of the song could have imagined the sort of carnage that would take place while their song played in the background. Not everyone was completely innocent and carefree, however. There were artists battling demons far worse than the ones you see in Fallout 3.
I say I'll go through fire, and I'll go through fire, as he wants it, so it will be. Crazy he calls me, sure I'm crazy, crazy in love, you see.
That's the sublime Billie Holiday, dubbed Lady Day by her friend and music partner Lester Young. Holiday is best known for singing jazz standards such as Easy Living, which is also in the game, and Strange Fruit. Her contribution to music goes far beyond covering the classics, however. She experimented with new ways of manipulating phrasing and tempo, influencing artistic styles for years to come. She also wrote some jazz standards of her own, including God Bless the Child, Don't Explain, Fine and Mellow, and Lady Sings the Blues. Crazy He Calls Me was one of several hits Holiday recorded in 1948, before drug and alcohol abuse overshadowed, and eventually claimed, her amazing talent.
Don't know why I left the homestead. I really must confess, I'm a weary exile, singing my song of loneliness.
The grass is the springiest, the bees are the stingiest, the birds are the wingiest, the bells are the ringiest, the heart's the singiest, the arms the clingiest way back home.
Bing Crosby's younger brother Bob Crosby was an American Dixieland bandleader and singer from the Golden Age of Swing. He performed with various groups, but he's best known for Crosby and the Bobcats. Crosby and his bands have two songs in rotation on GNR, including the one you just heard, Way Back Home, and Happy Times, which originally appeared in the 1949 Danny Kaye film The Inspector General. Another Crosby song, Dear Hearts and Gentle People, was used for the game's E3 trailer.
I feel so welcome each time that I tap my hat to my
While being in the E3 trailer does qualify the song for icon status, it's not the one I most associate with the game.
I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart. In my heart I have but one desire, and that one is you. No other will do.
I've heard the entire GNR loop 1,000 times over the past few years, and have some pretty vivid visuals to go with many of the songs. But none of them have the ability to chill my spine like I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire by the Inkspots, which did double duty as the background music for the Fallout 3 teaser commercial. As the group softly croon about not setting the world on fire, the camera pans the scorched earth. I often mentally tune out GNR while I play, but this song always grabs me. It's also not the only one that creeps me out.
But your Pete's got a long, sharp knife. He starts chopping and don't know when to stop. All you fellas better watch your wives, cause Pete don't care whose meat he chops.
He keeps hacking and whacking and smacking. He keeps hacking and whacking and smacking. He keeps hacking and whacking and smacking.
Hey, no.
That was Butcher Pete Part 1, one of two GNR songs by Roy Brown, a rhythm and blues pioneer. Brown borrowed the call-and-response style used by church choirs to create a new R&B feel that would heavily influence early rock and roll. His lyrics also explore a level of violence and double meaning that you don't find in many other GNR tracks. Listen closely to that song, and you'll find that Butcher Pete was doing a lot more than selling sides of beef. As for Brown himself, he sold the world a new style of music, inspiring such major artists as B.B. King, Bobby Bland, Jackie Wilson, and Little Richard. And his seminal record, Good Rocking Tonight, was covered by several artists, including the king of rock and roll himself, Elvis Presley.
So bongo, 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 I don't want to leave the Congo, no, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bongo, I'm so happy in the jungle, I refuse to go. Don't want no bright lights, false teeth, doorbells, landlords, I make it clear.
That no matter how they coax him,
I'll stay right here.
It's not all murder and mayhem in the post-apocalyptic world. Civilization, recorded by Danny Kaye with guest singers the Andrews Sisters, tells the story of a bongo who lives in the Congo. I've always assumed a bongo is an ape of some kind, but who knows? Maybe he's just a guy who went native. No matter. The important message here is that he's happy to be one with nature and thinks people who live in the so-called civilized worlds are the really crazy ones. The ending line, "They have things like the atom bomb, so I think I'll stay where I am," becomes a winking reference in a game written nearly half a century after the song, and after hundreds of hours playing in the Capital Wasteland. I have to say, Bongo has a point.
They have things like the atom bomb,
so I think I'll stay where I am.
Civilization.
What we're playing.
I've spent a lot of time this week with Alan Wake.
Previously on Alan Wake.
And I'm still deciding whether or not I like it. I Don't see myself playing it a second time, but it is intriguing me enough to work my way through it. Unfortunately for Alan Wake, Blur came out this week.
Previously on Blur.
Which I was absolutely mad about during the beta, and I'm diving back into that. And, be still my heart, Doom 2 finally came out on Xbox Live. And I am so happy because it's one of my all-time favorite games, and I've already dove in and look forward to playing co-op with Game Watcher.
Well, for me, wow, where to begin? As Girl Guy Game mentioned, we picked up Blur and Doom 2 this week, and this led to an exciting adventure in Xbox customer support. I noticed that I wasn't getting any achievements in Blur. When I looked at the stickers section of the game, which is what they call achievements, I found that they were all listed as zero gamer score. Really, I posted a picture to the site. It's in the May 26th Bug Bash post. I contacted Xbox phone support, and of course the first thing they wanted to do was blow away my cache, which means I have to download every single game patch for all my games again. I was going to try something else, but then I checked Doom 2 and it was having issues too. You can also see a picture of the weird error that nobody has probably ever seen but me. Well, except maybe that lone tester at Bethesda with the unresolved bug. Anyway, Xbox support also had me recover my gamer tag, which seemed to fix the Doom 2 problem, but not the Blur problem. They assured me that it would probably fix itself, and it was all pretty much in my head anyway, and I could always delete my cache again. So I did some investigating and found that it was most likely a full memory unit, which is where I used to store my profile. It seems that Halo Waypoint and other Avatar awards and items, like those t-shirts from Splosion Man, have been filling up my card. I don't recall ever giving the console permission to save there, but that would explain it. I did have to start my Blur game over so I could re-earn the achievements that wouldn't sync to Live. It's such a great game, I don't really mind. Apart from Blur, which is just an incredible game by the way, we also picked up Mod Nation Racers. This is a very different style of racer, more like Mario Kart, but with a simply awesome track creation tool. You basically trade your cart for a paving machine and then drive around to lay the track. Then there's the option to have it auto-populate your track with random decorations, traps, and other cool items. This means you can create a great track in a matter of a minute or two, immediately race on it, and then spend the rest of your life fine-tuning it to perfection. Honestly, the only flaw we found is that if you use different profiles on your PS3, you won't be able to access other household members' tracks until they share them online, which is a problem for us because Pikachu Fan made a really great jungle track, and I couldn't access it because we're not ready to give a 7-year-old an online account just to share some tracks. I ended up doing a test race on his account, but I'd love to be able to add it to my game. And, as we mentioned before, Doom 2 came out for Xbox Live Arcade. This was the best game we saw at PAX 2009. It's only $10, it plays silky smooth, and has multiplayer and some bonus maps. Rest assured, we'll have much more to say about this game in coming weeks.
You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torture of a match in your inventory.
DLC highlights.
New WiiWare games are Artstyle Light Tracks, Manic Monkey Mayhem, and Viral Survival. Nothing new for Virtual Console.
New games for DSiWare are Advanced Circuits, Metal Torrent, Real Crimes Jack the Ripper, and World Poker Tour Texas Hold'em.
The PlayStation Store launched the first shot in the future of gaming, online entitlements. If you want to get online with a secondhand copy of UFC Undisputed 2010 or Mod Nation Racers PSP, you'll have to pay to play. $5 to $15. The UFC Undisputed Online Unlock is also on Xbox 360.
Other PS3 DLC includes Soldner X2 Final Prototype, Super Stacker, free Lost Planet 2 Monster Hunter Armor, a Little Big Planet costume and sticker pack to make the game all Mod Nation Racery, a new mod and cart pack for Mod Nation Racers, if the game itself and all that free community content isn't enough to keep you busy, and a Pixel Junk Shooter demo.
Both PS3 and Xbox 360 marketplaces get the Green Day Rock Band demo with two songs, Welcome to Paradise and Boulevard of Broken Dreams, the Super Street Fighter 4 Super Femme Fatale's costume pack, and the Just Cause 2 Black Market Boom Pack.
Xbox 360 gamers finally got Doom 2, plus Voodoo Dice, and Ben 10 Alien Force The Rise of Hex for Xbox Live Arcade. New Game Room titles include Boxing, Buzz Bombers, Haunted House, Millipede, River Raid, Spider Fighter, and Strategy X. On Rock Band Network, which you need Rock Band 2 to access, you can get two songs from the Lost TV show, Dharma Lady by Geronimo Jackson and You All Everybody by Driveshaft.
You all everybody. You all, everybody.
As usual, a more complete listing of the past week's DLC can be found at busygamernews.com.
On Twitter, we encourage you to follow Game Watcher and Girl Got Game. That's G-R-R-L Got Game. We often tweet news that isn't big enough to deserve an entry on the site or has a very limited shelf life. We also have a BGN community Twitter list. If you're not on it and want to be, send Game Watcher an at reply.
We also encourage you to join the Busy Gamers Facebook group and our Busy Gamer News Facebook fan page.
If you use Stitcher Media, search for Busy Gamer and please favorite us there. Also, we'd love it if you rate and review us on iTunes. This week, it could help you win that lost game.
Some of the music in this podcast came from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio, that's M-E-V-I-O.com. You can find details and links for these and other songs at busygamernews.com. Whack Podcast.
I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think about how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think about how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now, right now.
Today's weather, excessively violent with a chance of dismemberment.